Follow up visit, Melinda Lawson, MelindaLawson, date of birth is 7/19/06, date of accident is 12/20/2022, date of service will be 1/31/2023. The patient arrives to the office for follow up visit. She's complaining of pain, moderate pain in the neck around 5 and lower back pain 10, and pain in both the knees is around 5. She denies any headaches, but dizziness is continuing. Other than that, there is no TBI symptoms are reported. The headache is not present. The pain is only between 3 to 6. However, she is concerned about the lower back pain, and mother is accompanying them, and she insists on doing some investigation. ADLs are affected as follows. The mood is affected the worst around 6. No relief has been obtained in the pain. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from dizziness and vertigo, and denies any headaches or vision disturbance, dull vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, or difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, denies any confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, or memory problem. She also denies any anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has no symptoms marked. However, she is complaining of pain in the lower back and both knees. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain due to the seat belt, but it is getting better, and there is no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reported that there are improvements in the pain level, and there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. And she is not on any medication except Motrin, and substance abuse none, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 99/68, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will be from previous visit. Of 1/6/2023, the date of the dictation number will be 0113-028. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue the conservative treatment that we have, which includes physical therapy, 3 times a week, focusing on neck and the lower back and knee area, as well as any other area that she has a pain at. She is referred to a neurologist and a psychiatrist and also pediatric neuropsych to evaluate her for her brain injury. MRI of the cervical spine is ordered to identify the issues of the neck. Medications are not provided, and she's okay to go to school without any gym or climbing the stairs. Household services are ordered. Thank you. We did order an MRI of the lumbar spine.